An excerpt from A Story of Three Tricksters. He was perched on a branch, head tilted to one side as he watched the two below. They bickered incessantly, choosing another thing to argue once they had finished their previous argument, neither wishing to concede to the other's will. It was not an angry sort of arguing, but one of wits, for both were tricksters in their own right, and both enjoyed challenges. Raven sat a few branches below him, oblivious to the observer above, while Coyote gazed upward in his man form, a cunning glint passing through his eyes he noticed. Assuming his coyote appearance, he boasted, "Ha! Nothing can surprise me. I am the great warrior who protects man from the people devourers. I, who am entrusted this work by the Creator, cannot be surprised by anything." To this, Raven, who did not want to be outdone, replied, "Neither am I, brother. Nothing can surprise me, for I am far too clever." At that moment, Whiskey Jack dropped down beside him. Raven caught unaware, squawked in surprise, flapping his wings to avoid falling from his seat. Meanwhile, below, Coyote yipped with laughter, his eyes dancing with amusement at Raven's plight. Made a fool, Raven's embarrassment turned to anger, and rounding on Whiskey Jack, he demanded, "Who are you to come here unannounced?" "I thought that you said that you cannot be surprised, brother. Or did I take you off guard?" replied Whiskey Jack, chuckling as he did. Now Raven would not allow himself to admit that they had gotten the better of him. He would show them who the true fools were. "Who was surprised? You cannot think it was me." "Was it not you who almost fell off that branch?" asked Coyote, containing his laughter, though it still showed if one looked into his eyes. "My wings were getting stiff, so I was just stretching them out," he replied quickly, while making a show of stretching them out to their full width. "Was it not you who squawked?" countered Whiskey Jack, knowing Raven was just making an excuse. Since they were all tricksters, they understood that he did not want to admit it, but Whiskey Jack and Coyote were both having great fun in teasing Raven. "You misheard. I had some fish bones stuck in my throat, and was trying to cough them out," Raven retorted, unhappy with this new game they seemed to be playing on him. Relenting, Whiskey Jack said, "All right, brother, if you say so," though they all knew the truth. This appeased Raven for the moment, though he would soon begin to think of ways to return the favor.